Hello, Professor.
I'm Provost Croissant.
I saw you have some free time between classes now and decided to stop by your office. Oh, I'm just visiting the campus today and having a chat with all the professors and some of the students. Just making sure everything is up to standard and that things are running smoothly. And that everyone is getting along nicely, of course, both professors and students. Do you mind if I have a look around your office? You seem to have a lot of interesting assets lying around. Sit down, Professor. I can explore on my own. Now, why don't you tell me about your stay at GWU so far? I agree. We do have a great selection of professors working here. And I think you're a good addition to the team, even though you joined us a bit later. Well, I'm glad to hear you have been enjoying yourself here too. And how do you conduct your classes? Walk me through one. Yes. I see. Interesting. And do you also happen to bring to class some of these dildos that I see on your desk? Ah. I can't help but notice the variety they have. Oh, they are modeled after some of the students and professors? How interesting. And which one is modeled after your cock? Oh, don't blush, Professor. I know how naughty everyone here is. Of course I knew you'd have one made based on your cock. So which one is it? Ah, this one. I suppose they were made here at GWU. I know one of the professors really likes to create toys and fool around with them. And I do presume they are up to standard in terms of safety, build quality, and performance. Good. Oh, so you just mentioned that the students have been enjoying them and all, but have you actually tried them on yourself so you can vouch for them? No? What do you mean no? It's part of your job, Professor. You can't slack like that and take the word of everyone that your props are performing well. That makes me wonder how many of all of these assets in your office you haven't tried yourself before then. Being fairly new in GW is not an excuse, Professor. It's part of your responsibility to make sure our students get the utmost pleasure and proper education. I think we need to change that so you start doing your job properly. Now, let me sit down and inspect this model of your cock more closely. Feels very smooth and firm to the touch, which is good. You do have a gorgeous cock, Professor. Students are lucky to get to use it, both the dildo and yours. You blush again. As I said, my job is to keep track of the ongoings in this university, and I am fully aware of your activities in class with students, and those in your office too. The thing is, there are cameras in your office, and I can see everything. You did read that part of your contract, right? We make sure people are aware of that fact and that they are okay with being filmed. The cameras, of course, serve a role in safety as well. We need to make sure that everyone is always treated well and no suspicious activities are going on. But back to the point. I have seen what you do in class. And in your office, when you have a private session with a student. The way you fuck them. Educate them. Or when you are alone. How you just undo your shirt and pull out your cock and start stroking yourself. And just like this. Does my hand on your dildo make you so flustered, Professor? As I said, I just want to have a look at it and make sure it lives up to standard. I wonder how it would feel in my mouth if I were to just place it softly on my lips. And swirl my tongue around it. And lick it. Take it in my mouth. Getting a bit carried away, but I do like the feel of the material and how it was built. It doesn't feel like most silicone sex toys. It has a lot more realistic feel to it. Honestly, if I was blindfolded, I probably couldn't tell the difference between it and a real cock. Actually, let me run a quick test and see just how realistic it is. Stand still, Professor. I just want to compare. They do look exactly the same. Well, I just had the dildo in my mouth. Let me see if your cock feels the same way. So far, feels like the same hardness. The texture also feels the same. I'm just getting a good feel for your cock so I can compare. Now, let me try to tilt it again. if they would hit the back of my throat the same way. Let's try the dildo first. And now your cock. The toy does seem to go a little bit deeper, but I think that's simply because my face and nose don't have a body to be pressed against. However, it doesn't have the taste of your pre-cum. Maybe that can be a small improvement added to the next version of the toy. And in regards, I'd rate it maybe 9 out of 10 for realism. It is very accurate. Now, I think it is your turn to try it out. I think I should put you in the shoes of your students, so you get a better understanding of their position when you educate them. Now, open your mouth and suck on the dildo. Yeah, that's it. Wrap your lips around it. Good. I wonder if I can shove it just a little bit deeper in your mouth. There we go. Just relax your throat, Professor. You do seem to have quite the gag reflex. That's alright. Just keep sucking on it. Make it nice and wet. I think this is enough for now. Oh, this just concludes the oral test of the toy. You do need to feel it inside of you too. Stand up and strip down. Good. I must say, you do look good, Professor. What about this harness over there? You haven't tried this on yourself either? No? Okay. Here, put it on. Good. Hold on a second. I would just like to wrap this strap along your thighs and around your cock and balls. Make it nice and tight. I take you're enjoying this by the sound you're making. Maybe I should tighten it just a little bit more. There we go. And to complete the outfit, I'll just put this collar on you. Perfect. Now, bend over your desk. I'll just connect the cuffs on your wrist to the back of your harness. That way you won't move as much. Now, have you ever played with your hole before, Professor? I haven't seen you do it on campus, but maybe in your own time? Okay, I see. I still need to warm you up a bit before using your dildo on you. If I just kneel down behind you and spread your butt cheeks, maybe even a little. What if I drag my nails from your ankles? Going up to your calves and the back of your thighs? All the way to your butt. Relax, Professor. I'm sure you will enjoy this. I'm sure you enjoy my lips on the back of your thighs and on your ass. I need to get you nice and wet so you can take the size of your own cock. And I think I'll start with my tongue first. Just swirl it around, lick up and down. What if I just reach a hand over and stroke your cock too? My tongue is on your ass. Would that help me relax more? This seems to be working just fine. I need to stop for a second and reach my hand to your face. Here. Suck on my finger. Good. Now, I'm just going to slide it in, okay? I want you to take a deep breath. And as you exhale, I'm going to push my finger in, okay? Deep breath. And there we go. That slid in smoothly. Maybe you're enjoying this more than I thought. And what if I just start moving it slowly? Yeah. There we go. Just fuck you with my finger for a bit. Maybe I should add another one. Loosen you up a bit more. Just squirt some lube in. Slide two fingers in. Oh, yes. There we go. That's it. Yeah, feel free to moan as much as you want. I enjoy your moans and I don't think people passing through the corridors would mind them either. You do sound very sexy when you moan, so. I'd call you a good boy, but I think that might be slightly unprofessional, even if you are such. Okay, I think it's time to proceed to the point of this exercise and get that dildo tested on you. Here, let me grab it and just squirt some lube on it and bring it to your hole and just tease you with it, with the tip. Oh, Professor, your whimpers are making me so worked up. Now, are you ready for your cock? Take a deep breath, and there we go. I will start moving it slowly and slide it more and more in with each thrust until the entire dildo is in you, and I will leave it in there for a few seconds so you can adjust to the feeling and size of it. You know, another interesting observation I've made is that you do seem to like it when some of the students take the liberty to wrap their hands around your throat. I know you do it just for demonstration purposes and to educate them, but I can't help but notice your physical reaction to it. The way your pants tighten a bit and you get a little bit flushed in the face. So, how would you like it if I were to just pull a bit on your collar and tighten it? As I start sliding the dildo in and out of you. Yes. You do like this. What if I pick up the pace of the thrusts and tighten the collar even more around your throat? Yes, that's it. Yeah, now it's getting a little bit hard to breathe. Just a few more seconds. So 3, 2, 1. There we go. Just release the pressure and slow down my thrusts. Take a deep breath, calm down. And let's do that again. Start fucking you nice and hard and tighten the collar around your neck. Yes. And just let go so you can breathe normally. But this time I won't slow down. I'll just keep fucking you hard with your dildo. Yeah, that's it. Take your own cock in your ass. Fuck. You seem to be so worked up. Are you enjoying my little experiment, Professor? It sure does seem like. Now you know why your students like you and your classes so much. I actually got very positive feedback on you. So I think you deserve a small reward as well for your performance. That is so. Yeah, I'll just keep the dildo in. But just slide under your desk and between your legs. So that I can take your cock in my mouth. Suck on your balls as well. And lick up your shaft. Play with the strap that is wrapped around your cock. Just tighten it a little bit. And then loosen it up. And just keep playing with you like that. Keep sliding the dildo in and out of you. Fucking you at a nice steady pace. Oh, matching it the way my lips move around your cock. You're getting close. You can come in my mouth. Come for me. You don't like the feel of your own cum in your hole? So warm. Oh, just use the tip of your toe and gently push more of it in. There we go. Just cream pie with your own cum. Now you get the full experience. Well, I think that concludes my visit for the day. Let me just unhook the cuffs from the harness so you can move on your own. I think now you know why your students like you and your cock so much, after having a hands-on experience of it too. For next time though, I just want you to go ahead and test every single dildo in your office and take notes on their performance. And don't forget, I will be watching, so make sure to put on a good show for me. Oh, I definitely will be back for more visits. But for now, please clean yourself up and continue your business as usual. Have a good day, Professor. Oh, and just one more thing. Keep an eye on your email. I will be sending you a video with our little session today, so you can take notes on the performance of your toy.